snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You are listening to The Michael Dresser Show. Nina Amir up with us, one of my absolute favorite people. She's the author of How to Blog a Book and the Author Training Manual, transforms writers into inspired, successful authors, authorpreneurs, and bloggerpreneurs. Known as the Inspiration to Creation Coach, she moves her clients from ideas to finished books as well as to careers as authors by helping them combine their passion and their purpose too, so they can create products positively and meaningfully impact the world. Nina, hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Michael.
Hey.
Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, it's been a long time. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It has been too long.
Oh, wait a minute. You see, the answer to how are you should be this. How are you? I don't know. I've been blogging and writing.
Oh, most recently.
Most
really.
Recently.
Yeah, most recently attached to my computer.
You know, there was a time, and I'm going to go back maybe 5 years, where there was maybe 100, 150,000 brand new books that were, you know, written and published annually. So, you know, it was a lot, but it wasn't that much. We're talking the millions now every year of people who are starting to do things as an author and a blogger, and they realize now with the self-publishing, they don't have to spend $150,000 just to get it started. And the one thing that the majority of them are missing, and it's true because I've seen it, they're missing what you have to offer. Once they decide to write the book, how do you write the book? How do you make sure it's going to be something that somebody wants to buy? And most importantly, once you write the book, now comes the hard part. You got to market and sell it.
That's right. That's right. And you know, there actually are 1,500 traditionally published books produced per day.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's what authors are up against. All authors, self-published and traditionally published authors, they're up against just thousands of books being released per day, millions of books released per year. And so the only way that they can be noticed among those is to produce a marketable book, a book that's a viable product in the marketplace. And that takes having business savvy. It takes being a good business person. And for that, you need to approach your creative venture with this business perspective.
Sure. And I think herein lies the problems. Book info. This is from your press release, which is so important. 200 million Americans want to transform themselves into published authors by self-publishing or traditionally publishing a book. Now, the key there is this. It's like anything else. There's nothing new. Everything is a derivative of something else. So if you're up against 200 million people who are already behind, billions of people who have written a book already, you've got to have that certain edge, that certain something that's different about you. And that's not something that comes automatically. That's a learned skill. And most people don't know where to get it.
Well, that's right. They need to have what I call an author attitude. So it's not about the writing. So you can be a lousy writer and get an editor or a ghostwriter. You do have to have a good idea, but it has to be a marketable idea. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the main thing that's going to get them over the edge, because out of those 200 million Americans who want to write a book, only 2% of them do. And those are the ones who have what I call an author attitude. They're the ones who, because attitude, as you know, Michael, attitude's what most successful people will tell you is what's gotten them over the edge. That's
sure.
What's gotten them to succeed, right? And for me, you know, I spent about 8 years struggling to get traditionally published and also to succeed even with my self-published books. And one day I made a decision. I said to myself, I refuse to fail. Period. I just refuse to fail. And in that moment, my attitude changed and I accomplished more in the next 2 to 4 years than I did in the previous 8. So it's that attitude that makes all the difference.
You know, and when it comes down to it, something else too. I want to jump in with this, with the attitude. And I know it's part of what you do, but it's so critically important that it comes up. You write a book in the general sense of the word. You write a book, okay? And if somebody said, okay, you're going to write a book, now where's your business plan? My what? See, in business, you think, you need a business plan. But when somebody authors a book, they're not considering that the moment that you write that book, you're in business.
Well, that's right. So that's the biggest thing, and that is that the publishing industry is the business of selling books, of producing and selling books. And so if you traditionally publish, what's happening is you are saying, if that's what you want to do, what you're saying is, I have an idea and I want someone to financially back that idea. I want them to be my venture capital partner. And so you have to then give them a business plan that proves that you have a viable product. And that plan also has to convince them that you are a good business partner, that you're someone who can bring this product to them completed, and the book, the manuscript, basically, and that then you can help sell it. If you self-publish, you are then the publisher. You are creating a startup company, and you have to see yourself that way. You have to see yourself as an entrepreneur with a startup company, and you're the publisher. And so who's making the decision then whether this is a viable product to bring to market? You are. How are you going to do that? With a business plan. There isn't one successful company. Well, maybe there are. I don't know. But I would say the majority of successful startup companies begin with a plan. You need to have a business plan.
Okay, but this isn't something that comes automatic. And also, authors, inspiring authors, you have to, and these are your words now, and I think they're so important. They've got to train themselves for success, because it's a learned strategy any way you look at it. And it's something that you have to learn. This does not come automatically. And you've got to go to people who have expertise in certain areas to be able to do what you want to do to make sure that roadway is clear for your success. So when you really come down to it, it is about a business plan, and it's also about training yourself to have that mindset.
It is, and you can get help training. I mean, I have a training course, and of course, my book trains you. The way it trains you is it tells you how to go about producing a business plan for your book. It tells you what goes into every section of what would normally be called a book proposal. But if you're indie publishing, self-publishing, you don't need a proposal per se, but you still need this plan. So the way you train is you actually accumulate the information that goes into your book proposal, and then you have to have the ability to see that material in a different way. And that's part of the training, is to see your material in the same way than a literary agent or an acquisitions editor would. The acquisitions editor is the person who actually acquires a manuscript for a publishing house. These publishing professionals know how to look at the material, as well as you, the aspiring author, through this particular lens, which is a business lens. They're evaluating everything on marketability. Is this a viable product? Is the market big enough to have enough readers? Is the competition, is your idea unique against the competition? Is it necessary in the target market? Has the competition sold enough copies to prove to us that your book will sell enough copies? These are all things they take into consideration. And so you train yourself to see the way they do and to look at yourself and your idea this way, and then to hone it, to not just say, oh, I have a good idea, I'm going to write the book and, put it up on Amazon. You actually look at this material, this information you put in your business plan, and then you begin to retool and to shape your idea till it's the most marketable idea it can be.
And you have to be willing to do one thing that most people are not willing to do. And you have to be willing to step outside of yourself. You have to, and you said, look through a different lens. You have to look at it through other people's eyes to see it, because you may not have that particular expertise. Well, I won't say may not. You don't have that particular expertise. And there are too many people that, if they haven't been exposed to it before, and if it's not the way they think it should be, to kill themselves. It's called, you've got to open up and think. Not the way you think, but think the way that people think that are looking at that book, the people that you want that book in their hands, or to people who are going to be able to put you on the road to success with that book?
Well, I think that's the biggest problem, and that goes back to attitude. So they need to be willing to do that. So there are four qualities I talk about for author attitude, and one is willingness. So it spells the word, there's an acronym, WOOT.
Yeah.
So WOOT. And the first one is willingness. You have to be willing to do that, just like you have to be willing to have your work looked at and to do all these different things. Be willing to be a business person and to do the sales and the marketing. You have to be willing to see yourself in a different, you know, your work in a different light. And the second one is optimism, because there's all this rejection and, you know, hard things
sure.
to do and things we don't want to do, like being a business person. And then there's the objectivity. So that's the second O. We had optimism as the first O, and the second O is objectivity, because you have to be objective. If you can't be objective about your work and then see objectivity is also seeing yourself from this other perspective, you won't be able to do this. And the last one, the last letter is the T in WOOT, and that's tenacity. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes. And part of doing whatever it takes is to see your work from a different perspective through this other lens.
Okay, and to keep people focused as part of your training, I think you should get T-shirts. And the T-shirts, they should say, if you don't woot, they won't give a hoot.
Very good. I like that.
Oh, maybe we should write a book. Okay, but when you really come down to it, there are steps to take, steps that we weren't trained for, steps that we're not even aware of. And one of the things that is extremely important to take a look at, the primary thing authors must do to succeed, and it is not having a good book idea or write well. There's something else, isn't there?
It's to create a marketable idea, to be a good business person.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with being a good writer. It has to do with being a good business person.
Okay,
If you're not a good business person, your book will not succeed.
I'm going to come up with the four-letter word that most people do not want to look at when they get into what you're talking about, and it's called sell, S-E-L-L, sell. People are frightened to death to sell something. They're not salesmen. They don't want to be salesmen because salesmen cheat people and on, you hear what I'm saying. So you've also got, if you're going to market it, it means you've got to sell it, and selling something is not very natural for a lot of people. They have to be trained to do so.
Well, and that was part of that. That's what I said. You know, you have to do all these things you don't want to do. And part of that is selling. Yes, that's being a good promoter. If you don't promote your book, then it will not sell. And that is part of being a good business person. And as you go through your business plan, what do you create? There's one whole section that is a plan in and of itself. And that is the promotion plan. Some people call it the marketing plan. Mm-hmm. That is where you determine how you will help sell this book. And I said that if you go to the traditional publishing route, the publisher wants to know, how will you help sell this book? But if you're going to self-publish, you have to determine how you were going to help sell this book. And there's tons of talk about author platforms, which is basically how you create a built-in readership for your book. That's the foundation for how you sell, and that's pre-promotion. So you have to start out building a platform, building a readership for your book, and then figure out how you're going to promote to that readership.
See, but
all of that.
There's the key. The title of the book tells it all. It says it, the author training manual. And that's really what you're dealing with. It is not something that you automatically know how to do. You've got to be trained. You've got to be able to not only see what you're doing, but get a feeling of what's coming ahead, being able to anticipate some of the roadblocks that you're going to get hit with, and there are going to be some roadblocks. But if you know ahead of time, it allows you to move through them a lot smoother.
Right, and I didn't know, Michael, I didn't know these things. I wrote the book because I wanted to tell other aspiring authors, these are the things you need to be trained in. This does not come naturally to us. We just want to write books, and yet, you know, there needs to be a manual. Actually, I was on Twitter one day, and I already had the idea for the book, but I saw this tweet go by that said, why is there no manual for authors? I thought, there needs to be, and that's the book that I'm working on. Because we really do need guidance in how to do this. And the majority of authors are just sitting there balking. In fact, when I go out and speak about these kinds of topics, there's always someone at the back of the room who eventually raises their hand and kind of whines and says, why can't I just write my book? That's all I want to do. I just want to write my book. And that's just not the way it happens. There are a few authors who produce books, mostly novels, that sell themselves. But that is not the norm.
No, not at all.
We have to sell our books.
Okay, I'm going to give you a shock. Are you sitting down for this?
I am.
I finally finished the book. I got it's all completely 1,000% done, and actually people have bought it.
Yay!
Yes.
And it's up on our website.
Yeah, and it's up on the website
too.
I'm
so excited.
Yeah, finally. I'll send you a copy. Yeah.
Yay, I would love that.
Yeah, and finally I'm going to say something and you'll recognize what the book finally is all me.
Good.
Yeah.
So glad.
Okay. Anyway, no, it's done.
So you know how hard it is.
Oh, absolutely.
To get the book written and to get it out there.
Well, but this comes to another point where I think where it's very important. I wrote it and I gave it to somebody who had this professor of this English department, yada yada yada, who was going to take a look at it. They edited the book. I didn't look at the whole thing, and then I went to this publisher that I was tight with, and we were talking, and he said, "Well, let me take a look at it." And then they did something to it, and about four times later, which I had no idea what was going on, I sent it over to a friend of mine who looked at it and says, "What's this?" I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "That's not what you wrote." I had to go through the entire thing and recreate, you know, almost from scratch, but it's done and it's finally me.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
And I gave my.
Well, that,
I gave
that
my.
Also speaks to the point of needing good editors.
Yes.
And needing people who are professional editors and also knowing, and I talk about this in the author training manual, that it's important to make a decision. Will you go the traditional publishing route? Is that the appropriate route for you? Or will you go the self-publishing route? Is that the appropriate route for you? Because it requires project management and funding and all of those things. And doing it the correct way and making sure that you have the right people helping you with the book. Because there are lots of different types of publishers out there these days, and they say that they know what they're doing and that they can help you, especially when you're self-publishing. And these subsidy publishers don't always know what they're doing.
No question.
And it's not always a great service. And so you might need to consult with someone before you pay a lot of money for something that really does not serve you and your book.
Yeah, Nina, we're running out of time, and you know I could talk to you about this all night. What website we can find you at, get more information, and find the book?
So they can find the book on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or WritersDigest.com. All my books are available if you go to BooksByNinaAmir.com. And my website is NinaAmir.com. That's two A's in the middle, NinaAmir.com. Or they can go to writenonfictionnow.com, which is my blog, which has tons and tons of information on writing and publishing.
Wonderful. Hey, Nina, thank you so much. It's been way too long since you've been on. You got to come back soon.
I would be happy to come back anytime. And thank you for having me on today, Michael. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.